Hello again. It's not that long ago that the talk was all about hay fever, insect bites and such like. With cricket abundant across the way, tennis appearing once more, albeit with a slightly lesser version of the Andy Murray profile on our plates this year, it all heralds, though, the arrival of a kind of summer we're all a bit shocked to discover is nothing akin to last year's drought-like several weeks. Last year was all heat and sun-related discussions, hydration, several mugs daily of whatever fluid agent you wish, please. Keeping that measure of adequate hydration, your own personal urinometer, routinely in the lemon-yellow look, please. Little in the way of swarms of horseflies either as yet. These will need life jackets this year, I think. Although, strictly speaking, this is usually a late July and August matter on the Isle of Man. Tennis and cricket involves lots of upper body activity. Tennis elbow is, I've never seen weirdly in a tennis player, ever. As today's tennis rackets are so much lighter but stronger and thus capable of producing powerful hits with less effort. The original wooden version's considerably weightier, and using the notion of a fulcrum, remember that from school physics? Oh, of course you do. It's really quite a strain on your fixed point of the elbow to have not only to hold a tennis racket away from your body, but to then make a swatting movement by both gripping the racket handle and using your shoulder, much large muscles, of course, by the way, and elbow to do the work. The grip muscles of your forearm will arise from the inside funny bone area. For one, the stronger of the two groups, whilst the other, the so-called extensor muscle groups, the weaker set, all bar about 10%, arise from the common origin on the outer point of the elbow. Hold your right elbow with your left hand whilst making a fist, rotate your hand both ways, and it will sense something moving. That's the upper end of the mobile radius bone, one of the two principal bones in your sort of forearm. Press just near to your elbow on the bit that doesn't move. That's where so-called tennis elbow, a tendon inflammation, 9 out of 10 times starts causing trouble. It's an overuse injury, as the tendon which arises from that point of the elbow bone itself starts to micro-tear away from its site on the bone. Ouch! For such a tiny area of damage, though, it's excruciatingly painful. So picking up a lightweight, let alone holding a cup of tea, let alone gripping a kettle, is a real challenge. DIY home workers nowadays are more likely to get so affected with tennis elbows. Rather than tennis players, office workers too, constantly on keyboards, are also prey to this disorder. As all day, every day, you're tapping away, stretched out, upward, shortened upper muscle groups sort of constantly going, stretching out your hands backwards. As you then use your arms for other stuff, the shortened, tight muscle groups pulling more significantly on that little bone again. Regularly stretching those forearms, massaging those muscle groups, and regular short breaks to allow them to rest will all be helpful here in a bit to keep the arms healthy, settled, and more importantly, perhaps pain-free. The shoulders, though, are a different matter. Not often a focus for osteoarthritis, weirdly enough, bar the small joint that binds the end of the collarbone to the main structure of the scapula itself, via a strong set of ligaments, incidentally, a not uncommon injury, ex-falling off a motorbike, onto the point of your shoulder, the so-called AC joint can be upset by arthritis. Classically, any movement of your arm above shoulder height, in other words, an outstretched arm, pike-like, straight, in a waving action moving towards your head, will often produce pain over that joint, as we're moving your arm across the body. Most shoulder pain, though, arises from the neck, as the nerves from there are unhappy about something, or from the tendons and coverings around the main joint itself. Everything from shoulders to bursitis to several tendon inflammations and injuries, often bringing pain to the so-called military badge area. Like flicking a switch, illuminating a light bulb some distance away, shoulder pain, where it is felt, is often not where the problem actually originates from. Weird. Fear not, as careful examination, a bit of poking and prodding, gently of course, will inevitably find the likely cause. X-rays, indeed, even MRI scans, often just confirming the problem. Shoulders, however, are nothing if not resilient. About 50% of old adults having at least a minor or two or sometimes significantly large tear of the joint lining or capsule, which seems to cause little if any trouble day to day. Simply put though, the shoulders and elbows, keep them happy by not asking too much of them, by overuse strains, keep moving them, stretching them, rolling them gently and regularly, allowing those tendons and muscles to stay at optimum lengths whilst resting. And fingers crossed, those two joints should last a lifetime. In theory, anyway. Till next week, cheerio.